Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
First of all, inside here, let us celebrate. Celebrate with The Burt Show this morning that we have heat in the studio. This is the first warm studioed Burt Show that you will hear probably in the last couple of years.
Abby, temperature check, please.
It is. Da-da-da-da. 70.1 degrees.
Wow.
I literally just took off my hat because I'm like, I'm a little... hot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
I know. I wasn't going to say it.
You don't want to say it, right?
I don't even want to say it.
We were literally, when we walked in yesterday, it was 62.
This is what heaven feels like. This is it. So you're like, why have they been so cold for so many years? I don't know. Engineering has tried to explain it to us. But yeah, we've been sitting in the studio now. It's 60, 61, 62 degrees. So the last... a couple of days, I've been seriously wearing long underwear in here.
Yeah.
We discovered that last week when we were doing our bit outside that it's just much more comfortable in here if you're layered.
You might be watching Facebook videos today and none of us are wearing toboggans.
Yeah. Wow.
Or heavy winter coats.
This is really quite enjoyable.
It is.
It's really, really nice. All right, we got some work to do here, and it's the only time we're going to talk about this morning, right? On this very segment right here. If you were listening to our bonus content yesterday, we got to be real careful here because we got kids listening to the show later, and we don't want to send the wrong message. Even though what we're doing this morning, there is nothing illegal about it. It's not even a drug, and you have to be over 21 to get it. But Abby has a theory that... cannabis, not even cannabis. This isn't cannabis. This is Delta 8. That gummies are fakes.
Yeah, I think it's a scam. I think the world has collectively gaslit me into thinking that y'all are all out here getting high on this cannabis adjacent product. Because every time I have tried, I have not been able to experience the tingles and the giggles that everyone's talking about. Last week, me and my friend went to go see a movie and we're like, oh my God, how fun would it be if we had a little something before we went to go see the movie? And we popped it in and we noticed like halfway through the movie, we both look at each other. We're like, do you feel the same? Because I feel exactly the same.
I'm one of these guys that quite honestly thinks it's silly that you should be able to drink alcohol in this country, but you can't smoke weed. But even so, these gummies aren't weed. They are not cannabis. This is not marijuana. I take a little Delta 8 every night, and I don't really know the difference. It's like splitting something in the...
People prefer Delta 8 for medicinal purposes because it doesn't get you as high, and Delta 9 has more of the psychoactive benefits.
Okay. Again, both equally legal. Mm-hmm. They're hemp products. So I brought some in this morning, just a gummy for Abby. She's going to take it now, and then we'll see how she's affected over the course of the show.
It's one heck of a bonus segment, you missed, Mo.
I see. I missed a lot.
You did miss a lot.
He's
right?
Like, why has this never been offered to me?
I'm trying to figure out what Abby did.
My mom is sitting in a car somewhere going, I spent years throwing this girl into youth group and SAT prep courses for her to go to Florida just to get high on air for work.
And I don't know the difference between a Delta 8 and a Delta 9, really. I know they both equally put me to sleep. So I bought Delta 8 and I buy Delta 9 Indica. Again, it is not weed, but if I take it like an hour and a half before I go to sleep, then I get a little giggly, and then I'm just out.
Now, did you bring in an Indica today? Because I bought in a sativa for her.
I brought in indica.
Okay.
So, and you know, if Cassie's doing it, it's 100% legal.
Yeah. You know, I just got in the biggest fight with a roommate because she had some of the marijuana in our apartment and didn't tell me.
Right.
It ended the friendship. Anyway, so you have a sativa, which indica will put you more to sleep. Sativa, not as much asleep. Still the giggles. What's your dosage in your gummy?
I've cut it in half for her. So this is probably 5 to 6, maybe 7 grams. Milligrams, I mean.
Milligrams, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the one I gave you is a 25 milligram. But you should not take the whole thing at once because I did that once and I got the weed shakes, which are apparently a thing where your body jerks involuntarily when you have too much weed because it messes with your receptors.
Again, this is not weed.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. It genuinely isn't. I just called it that. But it is cannabis or hemp derived as well, which is absolutely legal in the state and federally.
I thought that was weed.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I was freaking out, and Chad, my husband, had to Google it to see what was going on. It's benign. It's totally fine.
All right. So do you want shaky Delta 8, Delta 9, or
Stevia?
Stevia. And again, the one I have here, it doesn't, and I believe this with all Delta 8 and Delta 9, it's all going to bring you up a little bit, and then one puts you to bed faster than the other one. Mm-hmm. And the sativa, for me, keeps you up, and the indica will make you a little bit more sleepy.
And again, what's the shelf life in her body?
Mine takes 30 to 60. They recommend a fifth of a gummy because it is 25 milligrams. It takes 30 to 60 minutes to kick in, and it'll be in your body for 2 to 4 hours.
Okay. I just trust you more.
this is an fair area you should actually trust me in.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine's solventless.
Also, hers is blue raspberry flavored. So.
Okay. All right. Do what you're going to do.
Okay. Should I pop it now or after the break?
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on. I really wouldn't do the whole thing.
I mean, it's your
roller coaster ride, but.
This is cannabis ASMR.
So what do you think? Like a little more than half or half? I mean, because she at this point thinks that it doesn't work at all.
I think half would be good.
Why give to me?
Because it won't open.
She's like, can I have the other half, please?
She said she's done 5 milligrams before and it hasn't had any effect at all. So if you do half, that'll be 12.5. So
let's go with it.
We might need scissors.
Are you serious?
Mine was already pre-cut, just to let you know.
Pre-cut. I think that's why I wanted hers. I'm like, pre-packaged. I know it's not laced with anything.
All right. And again, we are not going to talk about this the rest of the morning. I'm sensitive because I have kids also. So if you hear Abby starting to get a little on the goofy side.
I'm not supposed to give these to Jimmy every night before he goes to bed?
Hey, that's between you and Child Protective
Services. I'm just kidding. Don't come after me.
Ooh.
So if she gets goofy over the course of the show, you guys will know why. And maybe we'll cut a bonus content sometime during the show if this does kick in and explain it, but we just don't want like the impression with kids to be like, what is that? Oh, I want to get buzzed off of it. So this will be the only time we're talking about it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, get it in there. That's not even a half.
Yes.
Is that pie?
No.
It's like a third.
Do more. Come on, everybody's doing it.
Okay. All right. That's half, right?
Cassie, this is your gummy. Is that going to work or not?
I think that's going to work. That would make me have a good giggly time, and then I would fall asleep.
Okay.
Okay. Night-night.
Well, we'll leave it there, and if for some reason you're still not feeling anything, just take another nibble during the show.
Well, I have a big bag of mango in my bag because someone DM'd me. They said it'll emphasize the feeling.
Really?
I read that yesterday, mango, too, for the very first time. Yeah, I don't know about hers, but with mine, you won't need mango.
Okay.
Mo's over here taking notes.
Mango, huh? You don't say.
Yes.
We're looking for a mango sponsorship. All right, so let's see how you do in the entertainment buzz coming up. According to her, it's going to take an hour. For me, it doesn't really take that long sometimes. I'll put it in like 15 minutes later. I'm like, okay, it's fun.
Okay.
Okay, fun time.
The Burt Show.